Week 2, Packers and Bears at Lambeau Field, and these are our final thoughts. Mike, what's your key to the game?
Well, I got to go with the one you had last week, stop the run. Okay. The Packers didn't stop the run against San Francisco. Frank Gore had a big day. It set up all the play action and a lot of other things that San Francisco wanted to do on offense. The Bears are coming in here with Matt Forte, with Michael Bush, a couple of really good running backs. Packers need to play the run better than they did last week.
And I'm going to say it's intensity. It's time for the Packers to turn it up a notch. I mean... They should feel an element of desperation for this game because 0-2 on the way to Seattle would not be a good thing. I'm not going to, you know, get cliche with the backs to the wall stuff. I mean, it's time for this team to turn it on even in week two. And now it's time for Dr. Spofford's injury update.
Well, there's two injuries to pay attention to for the Packers. Wide receiver Greg Jennings is doubtful with a groin injury. He got hurt on the final series against San Francisco last Sunday, and he didn't practice this week. They were testing him out and everything. It looks like it could be a game-time thing, but he is doubtful, so it doesn't look good. The other one is C.J. Wilson on the defensive line. He also has a groin injury. He did practice on a limited basis both days this week, but he is listed as questionable, and talking about stopping the run, C.J. Wilson is the starting defensive end in the base. If he can't go, we're going to see more of Philip Merling at defensive end, probably Jarrell Worthy, and maybe Mike Daniels, the rookie from Iowa who was inactive last week, could be active. For the Bears, the biggest injury of note is Charles Tillman, the cornerback. He is questionable with a shin injury. Now, most word out of Chicago is that he's probably going to play. He's one of their defensive leaders, one of their big guys in the secondary, and he's faced Aaron Rodgers many times. Brian Urlacher is also listed on the injury report with that knee thing, but he is listed as probable, so I think Urlacher's going to play.
The injury bug is starting to bug me as it pertains to Greg Jennings. He's on this thing too often. He's a star player on this team, and Aaron Rodgers and this passing game needs him. So I hope he can play in this game, and I hope he can get on a run and get on a roll because he's one of their playmakers.
Yeah, and as long as he's close enough to playing and he'll be good enough for Seattle on Monday night if he has to sit this one out, hopefully this groin thing is not a lingering, repeating kind of thing.
Thanks, Mike. Mike, your player to watch.
I'm going to go with Tremont Williams at cornerback. I think he's going to be matched up all game long against Brandon Marshall, the big wide receiver for the Bears. Brandon Marshall reunited with Jay Cutler from the earlier years in Denver. And Packer fans will remember 2 years ago when Brandon Marshall was with the Dolphins, he came in here to Lambeau Field and was a bully. I mean, he caught 10 passes for 127 yards. He had over 100 yards by halftime in that game. The Packers cannot let Brandon Marshall take things over, and it's up to Tremont Williams to make sure that doesn't happen.
I could go to Brian Urlacher, who's playing on a bad knee. You might want to watch him because he still is the identity of that Bears franchise. I could go to B.J. Raji, who I didn't think had an effective game against the 49ers, and he was on a bad ankle. You could go to Marshall Newhouse and a whole lot of other players, but I'm going to go right to Aaron Rodgers because he is the face of this franchise. He's the guy that has to be their star. If he's not, if Aaron Rodgers is not having a good game, then the Packers aren't going to have a good game. And even though statistically he had a good game against the 49ers, the passing game was not the star that it had been all last season. So I'm going to go right to the quarterback. And those are our final thoughts, and we hope you enjoy the game. Don't forget, join Mike and me for our live in-game chat. It begins at Mike.
5:20 p.m. Central, Packers.com.
I'm glad you knew that.